And this is a very special day for several reasons, and one of them is because we have two guests, Shona Putnam and Lila Hogeveen. So good morning to you, Lila.
Good morning, Levon.
Good to have you here, and good morning to you, Shona.
Thank you. Good morning.
And we want to, of course, you know, I think most people are guessing when Lila and Shona show up, we're going to talk about the Cass County Museum in Griswold.
That's probably correct.
Yes, because you ladies have been working on that for a long time and continue to do so. And you have a fundraiser planned, and it involves a quilt. So I want Shona to tell us, before we have the quilt expert tell us about the quilt, I want Shona to tell us about how this came to be. Why are you working on a quilt and going to...
You may not want to hear this story.
Uh-oh.
We were given information that Cass County Quilt, and this person that gave us the information is, in my view, a historian, and so knew that it was Cass County, Iowa. And so it was for sale up in Walnut. Within probably an hour and a half, Lila and I walked into the store, and the quilt was gone. And it went to Cass County, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just cut the story short. It was not a pleasant experience, and so we decided pretty much there and then that we would do a Cass County, Iowa quilt.
So this is a new one, but very much an important one called, as I believe, the Friendship Memorial Quilt. So, Shona, tell us how you went about, I'm sorry, Lila.
Either.
Yes, yeah, I want Lila because she's the quilt person.
Quilt
expert. Yes, to tell us about the quilt and how you got it designed and put together.
Well, we looked at several ideas and found one that we, you know, thought was really clear and distinct and very attractive. And then we designed our own from there. We wanted it to match the museum, of course. So it is done in deep burgundy and in the cream that matches the walls. We wanted it to be very, very special. So every block we decided would be hand embroidered. But it's very difficult with the number of blocks we have to get that many people in the museum and to do the autograph itself. So they sent the names, and then we had them all hand embroidered on the quilt.
And that's important, I think, when you're doing a historical type quilt, that you want this hand done. That's a really important feature. I mean, that's how quilts started. They were all hand done from scratch.
That's right.
And so how did you get the names?
Well, we have 9 board members, and we all just took a certain number and sold them.
Okay. So that's the fundraiser part.
That's the fundraiser part.
Because,
yes.
You know, when you first said fundraiser, I'm thinking you were going to auction off this quilt.
No, if you want your name on the quilt, then you, or your, and a lot of them did, you know, grandparents or people who were very predominant in the settlement of Cass County. And so it's a wide variety of ages, and certainly from the different communities in our entire county. So that's why it is a county memorial friendship, because some people are still living and others are in memory of loved ones.
Mm-hmm. And on each block, there's a name. Is there any other design on the block?
No.
Just the name.
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be very interesting for folks to come and see this quilt. When is it going to be available to the public?
2 p.m. on Friday, it will be unveiled. We have it hanging now, but we will unveil it at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And so it will be on display
at the
over
museum.
The week. Yes, it will be on permanent display at the museum at all times, but it will be shown, especially this weekend with reunion. We have a lot of class reunions, a lot of visitors in town, so...
And is the unveiling being done at the museum also?
Yes, it's hanging in its permanent place.
Okay, very good. And people can come before that time? Is the museum going to be open?
Yes, the museum will open at 1 o'clock on Friday until 4. Okay. But the unveiling will be at 2.
Okay. And what's the fee to visit the museum?
There is no fee, but donations are very welcome, as you know, Levon.
And it's a great museum. I, you know... I'm sure there are a lot of people in Cass County, just in Cass County, who've never been to the museum.
Oh, yes, there are quite a few. Quite a few.
And they'll be surprised and amazed. And because it does represent the whole county.
Absolutely. Every town is represented in our county room. And especially with Atlantic being our county seat, we are getting more and more. Phil and Trina Shintz have been so generous now that their home has sold. And we have lovely displays of theirs.
So it's, every museum is, one of the purposes is to maintain, to store, to show, what, you know, those things that ordinarily, you know, that some people would just throw away.
Yes, it's to maintain and show the history of Cass County, Iowa.
I want to go back and talk a little more about quilts, Lila. I understand you do have some other quilts at the museum.
We're getting quilts constantly. When we first started opened the museum, we had a yo-yo quilt, a rather dilapidated crazy quilt, which we still display. We fold it correctly, and it's still quite lovely, but very, very old, and maybe two others. Well, now we're up into the 30s somewhere, at least, and we just received a wonderful collection of, is it 17?
17 or 18 from Gene Sunderman. And Gene Sunderman was a resident of Lyman for many years and now lives in Arizona.
Okay, it's great to have, again, having people give those things and knowing that you're going to take care of them. In that group, Lila, are there some various times you mentioned the crazy quilt, you mentioned a yo-yo quilt. Are there other kinds in there that kind of stood out to you as you looked at those?
Well, there's actually very many. We have a grandmother's flower garden, for instance, which is such an intricate little quilt and very historic. We have, I would say, a wedding ring. I mean, we have many of the real traditional ones, but now we will document all of these from Mr. Sunderman, and then we will, you know, find all the names. We'll do the research on them if they aren't, you know, familiar types of patterns. And then we will figure out a way to get them displayed, although it may not be in the museum. We may have to just do special display.
A quilt show. I think a quilt show. And, you know, so many people, if you're not interested in quilts or you don't have that history, you know, I'm guessing a lot of people listening going, what's a yo-yo quilt? Or, you know, a crazy quilt. And then you start mentioning all the patterns. And they all have stories behind them.
They do.
Yes,
and
they
make wonderful pieces to decorate with. And so we don't ever leave one out too long because of, you know, the damage from light. There has to be light in there. And any light damages fabric over time. So we're very careful to you know, process them through and put them away, and we try to keep them in constant temperature. We're very careful about that at the museum also.
That's so important, and I know that's one of the things that several museums in the area weren't doing that kind of thing and don't know how. It takes a great deal of knowledge to take care of all those things.
Well, we had a little learning curve ourselves.
Yes, yes we
but
have.
We went to a lot of workshops and had very a lot of help from our State Historical Society and the curator there.
Very good. Now, Shona, you mentioned that this is, you're going to show this on Friday.
Yes.
And, of course, there's the Griswold reunion, the kind of traditional reunion, but there's been a few changes.
There have been a few. The theme this year is support those who serve and protect. And Steve Livengood is planning on coming down, hopefully to advertise the Armory as well as the Cass County Museum in the parade, which will be on Saturday night only, and it starts at 4 o'clock at the high school.
And that's a complete change on time.
Total change, time and date. We are no longer doing a Friday night parade.
Okay, so folks, you're still welcome to come to Griswold on Friday night.
Oh, yes, you're welcome, but Saturday will be so much more fun.
Be the big day, because I'm sure there are things going on all the time.
Yes.
I think we've been having an announcement on KJN about all of the things that are going on in Griswold for the traditional reunion that you have. And as you mentioned, people plan their lives around that.
They sort of do, yes, because they have class reunions going on. I know of at least four or five, at different locations. So, and hopefully most of them will be in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the latest thing, to get on a wagon or a cart and
have your class
yes,
dates
have
on
your
there.
Classmates, have your classmates ride along with you.
It's, yeah, great
they
fun.
They have a good time.
Yes, that's great. So you can be in the parade or you could watch the parade, either one. But 4 o'clock on Saturday.
4 o'clock.
Okay.
The route is the same. It will be up Main Street,
okay,
going from east to west from the high school.
And Lila, we can come see the results of your planning, yours and Shona's planning, and lots of volunteer work. And they can come see that quilt unveiled at 2 o'clock on Friday, correct?
Yes.
At the
yes.
Cass County Museum. So
yes.
Thank you both for coming in this morning, Lila Hogaveen
well,
and Shona Putnam, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought, but next time is on Friday, not tomorrow. On Friday, we'll be visiting with you again. And until next time, it is easy to take liberty for granted when you have never had it taken from you.